Hey, real talk on Threshold. What this is, at its core, is an AI-powered intake tool that replaces the back-and-forth questionnaire dance that solo consultants and small agencies are still running on Google Forms and email chains. Client lands on a branded link, has a real conversation with the AI, and by the time they're done, you have a complete brief waiting in your dashboard. No login required on their end, works on mobile, done in under 4 minutes according to the page. That is the product. The person buying this is not some abstract service business owner. It is the 34-year-old UX consultant who has 6 active clients, charges $4,500 a project, and is still sending a 6-question Google form she built in 2020 with a follow-up email 3 days later asking what they meant by question 4. She loses maybe 1 client a month just at intake because the form signals that her process is as disorganized as their last vendor. That line is actually on the product page, and it lands because she has heard that exact feedback before. On the math, the page claims 1,200 service businesses are already using it. If pricing sits in the $49 to $99 per month range, which is where this category tends to settle, you are looking at $60K to $120K MRR in a best-case scenario if those 1,200 numbers hold. The Reddit signal in the source points at solo organizers doing $3,200 a month with 8 clients, which confirms the market exists, but also tells you these are small fish. Churn in this segment is brutal because people cancel the moment a slow month hits. The reason it could work is the first impression argument, and I think that is genuinely undervalued. Clients really do judge the quality of your business by the quality of your intake experience, and nobody has made something that feels as clean as Threshold is claiming to feel at that first touchpoint. That branded conversational interface versus a generic Google form is a real wedge, not a fake one. The ugly part is category saturation. Typeform, Jotform, HubSpot forms, and a dozen AI chatbot tools all do adaptive questioning now. Selling smarter intake to a consultant who already thinks her Google form is fine is a genuinely hard call to close. The switching cost feels low to her, and if the AI probing misses a key detail on even one kickoff, she will blame the tool, not her prompting, and cancel by end of month. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building. The logic is solid, but the go-to market is the whole bet here.